Weekday on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1-300-872-911.
Now 18 minutes to 10. You know, seems like yesterday we heard of that kid out on Mulgrave Road. I think it was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. An old fella heading home with his six-pack or whatever. Pulls up to wait for the traffic lights to change to cross on the pedestrian crossing, and the kid comes up and pulls a knife out and says, "Give me a grog." And we all said, "No, this is a young person. Young people don't walk around with knives, really." That's like probably, I don't know, 3 years ago or something. Look at it now. It's rarely you find a kid walking around that's looking to get into trouble without a knife. They are invariably going out armed with fundamentally murderous weapons. That's what we've got on our hands. And why? Because as a community, we're just asleep at the wheel. Our authorities just, it won't happen again. Oh, look, it doesn't happen that often. Really? We're all at risk now from these lunatics carrying knives, and lots of them are kids of 8 and 9 and 10 and 11 and 12. Nothing's happening. Now, listen, to curb it, listen to this. This is Chris Calcino in the Cairns Post today. Syringes, smashed bottles, and youths brandishing knives are becoming all too familiar. This is at a Cairns junior sporting facility that's just undergone an overhaul worth about $500,000. JCU Strikers FC volunteers are at their wits' end after a string of vandalism and after-hours antisocial behaviour at their new $400,000 clubhouse, Kalana Park, Warree. The facility also underwent a recent $85,000 lighting upgrade to allow nighttime training and matches, neither of which can go ahead until a team of parents has done the daily emu parade to pick up broken glass out of the turf. The clubhouse has been broken into multiple times with used syringes left lying around and ugly motifs burned into bench tops. Now, the coach is Victor Neckerbroek. He said a volunteer was mowing the lawn recently when he noticed two teenage kids, about 17 years of age, were spraying graffiti on the building's walls and new roller doors. So he went and asked what they were doing. Each of them pulled out a knife from their backpacks. It's just de rigueur. Oh, no, of course. Oh, I've got to go out. If I'm going to get into trouble, I'm going to be doing some tagging or whatever. I've got to load up the knife in the back pocket. Around the belt, in the backpack, whatever. Can't go out without a weapon to defend myself. It's just madness. Anyway, Division 3 Cairns Regional Council, this is Cathy Zyger, to her credit, has spoken out about it. She says, it is happening in all of our sporting precincts, not just Warree. I put a call to Cathy, and she's on the line now. G'day, Cathy.
Morning, John.
Is this out of hand or what?
Oh, this is ridiculous. You know how much work, we all know how much work people in clubs put together with fundraising, you know, working bees, all that type of thing, to get their clubhouses, to get the infrastructure, to get grants. And, you know, it's like, oh, you know, let's just go destroy something for the hell of it. It's just so frustrating. And then who's going to pay for it? You know, it's like the taxpayers are putting in money, you know, a lot of these for grants. They're 400 grand. There was 85 in lighting, which council has given a bit of grant for that. Then there was state government giving them for their new clubhouse extension. And their beautiful benches, they've been burnt. You know, burnt and just wrecked. And I'm just beside myself. You know, I was talking to Shane there from Strikers yesterday, and he's like, well, you know, what about a fence? You know, like the one that you see around the schools, which I think, again, it's ridiculous to keep our schools safe. $1 million it cost at Warree State High. Who's got $1 million to chuck around everything, and who wants to, John? These are community areas. But if there's no consequence for the actions, if these kids are not there to go, if you know, when they're caught, they should be made to fix these things. Mm. You know, at the very least. But it just keeps going. Mm. So I'm catching up with Assistant Commissioner Brett Shapiris in about 2 weeks when he gets back from
his break. Excellent.
And just chatting to him about what's happening on the south. I mean, we remember what happened to Gordonvale continually. Fire, destruction. Mm. And you can imagine how upset all these people in the clubs. Clubs are like big families. Mm. So it's not just the president getting upset. The whole place is crying because we just want to have places for our kids to play.
Do you know the two words you used there really hit home? No consequences. Nothing will change until there are consequences. These kids invariably go before the children's court. They're always rounded up. They think, oh, that's good. That won't happen again. Yeah, sure. They're out the door in 10 minutes for that. They're around the corner organising the next attack. No consequences. Now, I don't think we need to know their names or addresses or whatever. We need to know what the magistrate and the children's court has applied by way of deterrent. That's all we need. Oh, what have they got to do? At least would you make them go out and address the damage they've done? Will you, will you give them some sort of work, give them something to think twice before they go out and destroy public property again, before they load the knife up, before they go out on the town again? I mean, seriously, these magistrates and people in the children's court have a responsibility to us. And you get this judge a few days ago coming out and saying, oh, look, I really feel sorry for these young offenders. Do you know some of them are actually held in detention for a while? This has got to stop. I mean, who are these judges and magistrates kidding? What about us, the victims?
There is nothing for the victims. And I know that we need to do a lot of work rehabilitation with these young kids because, yeah, they've had horrible lives often bringing up to this and they're just duplicating it. I'm going up to a camp up in Mossman in a couple of weeks' time with police liaison officers showing me the work that they're doing to try and improve some of these kids and work with them, which is great. But we still need consequences for actions. Mm. You know, I had the letters, Forest Gardens, we've got all these beautiful entrance statement walls and they're not council. So I engaged with Clontarf Academy and the community to help, you know, put new paint them and put new letters on the walls. Well, they came along and ripped all those off, didn't they? Just broke my heart. Like, you know, just so I've got community helping me to fix it. You know, where are these kids? Why don't we get them to fix it? And, you know, so I said, look to the guys, look, maybe we can try and look for a grant for some CCTV camera at least, and we can see who's doing it. But again, they'll probably try and break that. You know, imagine being that poor mower guy, John, who was there, sprung them with graffiti, which I'm constantly reporting, and of course, you know, there's supposed to be some use helping fix some of the graffiti, which happens, and sometimes it's the maintenance crew. But it's so senseless, you know. But imagine having knives pulled on you when you're trying to, you know, scare these kids off.
Well, exactly. That potentially then becomes a serious attack, potentially even a murder. Those two young kids end up spending, well, even in circumstances like that, I'm sure the magistrates and judges would have to take more serious action if indeed there's a physical attack with the knives. But having the knives drawn, I mean, psychologically, the victim is often impacted by quite some period of time.
Exactly right. You know, you've got to say, could you please keep mowing? Are you okay? But then we've also got drugs, all this drug paraphernalia. Mm. We've got needles, syringes. Then we, you know, as Shane pointed out, what about the sandpit? You know, where the kids play, are there syringes in there? So now I've got our guys going through, you know, trying to do extra rakings and maybe looking at a different soft floor. But why should we have to do this?
Yes, exactly.
You know, so it is frustrating.
Keep it up, Cathy. Keep it up. We've just got to find answers urgently. And thanks for joining in the campaign. She's the Division 3 councillor, and the name is Cathy Zeiger. And she's always very prepared to come to the phone and give her opinions on these critically important matters. Now, it's coming up to 10 to 10.